They had 80 amendments, homeowner amendments from Donegal, Mayo and from Clare, but they'd agreed the amendments together as homeowner representatives. Sinn Féin and, in fairness, all of the opposition put those amendments to the government, and every single one of them were rejected, every single one of them. And the reason why was that time was of the essence. This was urgent. We needed to get on with it. And it has taken an entire year now to get to this point. And when do they publish the regulations, finally publish the scheme? With a week to go to the end of recess in the Dáil. So the scrutiny of this is limited again. But we managed to get the homeowner representatives will be before the Dáil this coming Thursday. So you'll have the homeowner representatives from Donegal, from Mayo and Clare again. And they will spell out, once again, the shortfalls of this scheme. And the government need to act on it.
Well, what do you see as the glaring shortfalls?
Well, I mean, the fundamental problem, Greg, is this is not a redress scheme. It's a grant scheme. So the first discredited 90-10 scheme was a grant scheme. Unlike the scheme for the Leinster Pyrite victims, which was grounded in legislation, which is a redress scheme, which was 100% redress, which was delivered by the housing agency. So the homeowners didn't deal with contractors, didn't have to worry if the amount allocated would be enough to cover the costs. That was taken care of by the housing agency. The only thing they had to do was find alternative accommodation themselves. That was all in Leinster. And that continues to the present day, that scheme. It's implemented by the Pyrite Resolution Board. So the government have never accepted that we need a scheme for defective block victims on the same basis as the Leinster Pyrite scheme. So this is a grant scheme. It's not a redress scheme. And that's why you're going to have problems where you have older people, families with children with disabilities, people who have a shortfall of tens of thousands. And it's leaving too many people behind. And that's the fundamental issue. But the campaigners last year, They were compromising. They were looking for things like penalty-free downsizing. So if you chose to build a smaller house to get to 100% redress, there'll be no cost to Exchequer, no cost whatsoever. That wasn't accepted. If you wanted to have a transfer of eligibility, you're an older person who couldn't handle all of the stress of a rebuild and negotiating. It would be no cost to Exchequer to transfer that onto a new family. That wasn't allowed. Different things just haven't been allowed, and they're compromised.
Yeah, I get you, like, and of course you're speaking now from the position of opposition, right, where you can point holes in what's there. But there could very well come a time, or there may not, after the next election, where it's down to Sinn Féin to make these decisions. I mean, realistically, because I think it would almost be it would be much worse than it is now if there were a change of government and that new government who promised everything was unable to fulfil that. I think it would be absolutely devastating, worse for people. In fact, I would say some people don't allow them to believe that Sinn Féin in government could deliver on what they say they might deliver. So how great and firm a commitment can you give the people of Donegal who'd be listening here and elsewhere today that Sinn Féin provides a fully funded 100% redress scheme where the only costs really that might face the homeowner might be rental costs?
Well, Greg, you know, you have outlined this and other people have outlined this question before. The good news is this, that thanks to the campaign of the people, predominantly from Donegal, that started with, it started with the Mike Action Group campaigners, but Paddy Diver really, really lifted it. And then you had huge numbers culminating with 20,000 people in October 2021 on the streets of Dublin. You know, unbelievable for a county the size of Donegal. Thanks to that campaign, we have a scheme now that is a lot better than the first one. So we need to say that. It's probably about 80, 85% of the distance. So thanks to the people of Donegal fighting, we've now got a scheme that's much closer. So, Greg, there's not a huge leap when you talk about, you know, promises, commitments. Like, I find it astonishing that we have a scheme now that is not a million miles away from 100% redress, that is billions of euro of commitment. why would you not go the full distance of a redress scheme, the same as in Leinster? So the vision that we would have in Sinn Féin for what needs to happen here, you have three sets of victims in Ireland. You have the victims of pyrites who are almost entirely now looked after, okay? You have the victims of defective blocks in Donegal, Mayo, Clare, Limerick, Sligo, and a lot more counties, growing numbers of counties. And of course, you have the victims of the defective apartments all around the country. All three of those categories should be put under the Pyrite Resolution Board, and that should be reconstituted for the purpose. So everything should be on the, under the one roof. The housing agency should be ramped up to deliver the 100% redress. They take responsibility for this. So that's the vision we have in terms of legislation. It's not a huge jump forward. When people talk about finances, these are multi-annual budgets, Greg. You know, they are rolled out over probably 20 years. So this is very doable. Mm. And